Shnapeshtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatyade Satarine Vandeham Siguru Sijuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tham Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitangsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Si Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupam Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vashadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jila Prabhu Pada,
Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada,
Jaya Rupa Goswami, Jaya Rupa Goswami, Jaya Rupa Goswami, Jaya Rupa Goswami, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Sira Radhe, Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara Sira Radhe. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai, our entire sampradaya ki jai. I want to lovingly welcome. Now I have to not say the new name. Stoka Krishna and Okan and the family, Stoka Krishna. Parents, mother is here. Yes, sorry, mother is there, brother is there, and also the family of Okan,
Navina Kumari.
Navina Kumari, and two children are there. Yamuna and Chitra is there. It is very, you're very welcome to give support and witness the sacred initiation of Stoka Krishna and Okan. It is said, just like an ordinary metal can become gold by a certain alchemical process. Yes, it's good to record so that the sun can hear again. So it is said just like an ordinary metal can become gold by a certain alchemical process, an ordinary person with a heart that is not yet pure can develop a very pure Krishna conscious heart with Brahminical qualifications by the process of initiation. It is important to note here that it is spoken of the process of initiation, not the event of initiation. Event is something which happens once, but the process is an ongoing process. What is the ongoing process that is necessary? Could there be a better place? Welcome, why not come here and sing here? What is the process of initiation? What is the ongoing thing? That which continues and continues and continues. The ancient scriptures tell us that there are five things that have to be ongoing. Urdhva Pundra, it means on one level tilak, but on another level it means the path that leads upwards. No? You should see that when you are that you decorate each morning the body with the Urdhva Pundra, that reminds you that, oh yes, my life is given to Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha, Om to the Lord. Tilak is not just, wow, it's so ecstatic. See, everyone can feel this special event, yes. So it's not just putting on the tilak mark, but also to be aware, I'm now on the process that leads upwards to Radha and Krishna. Tapa is the next thing. Tapa means austerity. In our movement, it means to observe the four rules and regulations. No? You will be asked to give sacred vows, and you will be asked to talk about this process, tapa. The next thing is nama. Nama means the holy name which you are initiated in. You have to maintain this practice, and your name is to be changed during initiation. It was not easy with Stoka Krishna, because I want to respect his very saintly parents. At the same time, something must happen according to the tradition. You will be very happy. So nama, then comes mantra, that comes with the second initiation, sacred mantra, and then yagya. Yagya means either a Vedic sacrifice, it can also mean worship of the deities, like that. So these five things, my dear devotees, those of you who are getting initiated today, but also those who have received initiation, should go on in your life. Urdhva Pundra, Tapa, Nama, Mantra, and Yagya. I think you know what that means. It should not be given up. It should be continued, because this will change your heart so that an ordinary person becomes a pure-hearted person. No? That is very important to notice when we hear that we should take initiation, be committed to a process that is ongoing. Let us briefly concentrate on the place. I wanted to give initiation to Stoka Krishna this Kartik. I thought this is the right time. Krishna had given so many indications, and I wanted to give initiation to Okan as soon as possible. To be very honest, I had forgotten that you will try to come to India, and now is anyway so uncertain times. So, but I did not plan this. This was, in my humble opinion, planned by Krishna, Prabhupada, and ultimately Rupa Goswami. You must know, this is his bhajan stali, a prominent one. He was also at other places. In Vrindavan, we also see his bhajan kutia. But this is also a prominent bhajan stali, a place where he performed his worship and where he wrote the his books. It is said the trees, when he would describe separation, would shed not tears but the leaves. Vrindavan interacted, and when he spoke about the meeting of the divine couple, then the trees developed blossoms. And it is well possible that either the same trees are today here, or the sons and daughters of the trees from that time are here. So Rupa Goswami is very important for the movement for Krishna consciousness. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said the movement of Krishna consciousness goes on under the supervision of Rupa Goswami. How is that, you may ask? Well, Rupa Goswami gave us the guidebook on bhakti, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and there he described the five processes of devotional service that are especially powerful. They became known as Panchanga Bhakti. And yes, you see, our movement has these Panchanga Bhaktis. We are very much speaking about Sadhu Sangha, associating with devotees. We have temples. We are chanting the holy name in Japa and in Nam Kirtan. Every morning, Prabhupada has installed the Bhagavatam reading that is there. We are worshipping the deities, and we are visiting the holy places. So you can see, this is Rupa Goswami's influence into our movement up to the present day. So in this way, it goes on under the supervision of Rupa Goswami. And it is said that Mahaprabhu gave Rup and Sanatan four orders when they stayed in Vrindavan, and one order was to take care of the devotees who come to Vrindavan. They would say, oh, here's a good place, here's a good tree to perform bhajananda, and these families are good for madhukari, you go there and get your daily nourishment and supply. They would take care in many ways. They would even solve problems and so on. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami are there, and they are still taking care of the devotees who sincerely turn to them. Not ordinary devotees who forget everything and only have a forgetful spiritual life in Vrindavan. No, those devotees who really look for shelter and help, pray to Rupa Goswami. He is still here and he is still willing to assist. So I think in Vrindavan there are maybe two good places for initiation. Krishna Balaram Mandi is also very good, very nice. There is a connection to Prabhupada, and here is the connection to Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami. So why to Prabhupada? Because I'm performing this initiation under his guidance and with his authorization. And I'm not doing this independently. And Rupa Goswami is also here, and I feel very, very happy I could become emotional, but at this time, this is not a good time for me. So I'm feeling very, very that we have a wonderful day, and you are two such wonderful devotees, so that, that Lord has arranged that today you receive your sacred initiation. Due to the sudden arrangement, we have no fire yakya, and I also felt if I just ask Mukunda Datta, he will come, but he's an elderly man, and the fire yakya is not the most important thing. What will go on in a few minutes is the most important thing. So the fire yakya, please, as soon as possible, when the next one is, go there. Please don't be negligent that you think, oh, it's not that important. No, it's important to complete the whole thing. So whenever the next fire yakya is in your surrounding areas, please go. Our Sharad Bihari, the disciple of our Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, please also go. It is good to complete everything. Good. I do not wish to now talk more. If I think the most important things have been said, I request you that you take this serious, these five ongoing processes, and of course continue with your services and so on. Fine. Now we will first give the initiation to Okan. Please come here. Yes, you sit good. So, Okan, today at Terkadamba, with the blessings of Rupa Goswami and our whole Sampradaya, you are receiving the sacred initiation into Krishna consciousness, the Harinam initiation. Please tell me what are the four rules and regulations that you will observe.
I will follow the four rules and regulations as no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
Yes. How many rounds will you chant every day?
I also promise that I will chant minimum 16 rounds every day and read the books of Srila Prabhupada.
Wonderful, wonderful. So your good name is Haridev. Haridev Das. Hare Krishna. Please sit. So the next person to come forward is our stoker Krishna. Please sit here. So Stoker Krishna, what are the four roots? I almost said the name. Stoker Krishna, what are the four rules and regulations that you will keep?
I promise to follow the four regulative principles of no meditating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
Yes. How many rounds will you chant every day?
A minimum of 16 rounds.
16 rounds, and I would like to add, please continue to learn kirtan. You and your brother have excellent qualification, nice melodies, nice mood, nice everything. Your good name is Smita Krishnadas. Hare Krishna. So, Okan, no, Haridev came with Malika Mala many years ago on a pilgrimage to Vrindavan.
Six years ago.
And he came to the Haridev Mandir, where there's the deity of Haridev. And I was also invited to come to the Haridev Mandir at that time. And during the program, something happened by the mercy of Haridev to our Okan. He started to cry and cry, and Krishna and you became very happy in Krishna consciousness, very convinced, no? And when I was thinking of names, Omkara, Omkarananda, this is how the Mayavadis like to have names, no? With O. No, he's a devotee, he's a Bhakta, so we have to give him, but what name? It should be connected to the life, you know, it should be. So then, this morning, I was desperate, what is the name? you know, and I was desperate, and then I said, okay, I forgot now, and all my name list, everything. Giriraj, please help. It's a difficult situation. And then somehow I remembered that Haridev Mandir and Haridev. So I suggest you should also obtain a photo of Haridev and have that on your altar. It will remember you. The name for Smita Krishna was even more difficult. So I have so much respect to his parents, and very much respect to the parents, and they have brought him up, and they will still, parents are always parents, they always worry and take care, and so on. But at the same time, the instruction is the name, a new name needs to be given by the tradition. So, a name. Maybe Stoker Gopal. But for Stoker Gopal, that is not right. We immediately feel, no? And also, I did not know. Yesterday, I stayed up late in the night. I couldn't come to any conclusion at all. And this morning I said to Kiraj, please give the right inspiration. And then I thought, Smita Krishna. Smita means smiling. Krishna is known for this quality. He always smiles. He's never unhappy. He's always smiling. There in the middle of the battlefield, the Lord stood and smiled. This is a battlefield, but even there, Krishna doesn't lose his smile. And I thought, Smita, Krishna does, when you are feeling the miseries of material existence, think of your name, Smita Krishna, and smile, you know, and so on. Many people will call you still Stoka Krishna, because it's on the tongue, just like behind you is a very nice person like that also. His name was Sri Ram, and that's such a good name, no? So I said Ram Govinda, and I think still it's not 100% established, you know, in the Alachua world, you know. But you should, you know, it's sacred initiation, it's a new beginning. You should say, Prabhu, please call me Smita Krishna. It's initiation, Rupa Goswami, Krishna, please. I beg you. But that will make only sense if you start a new life, you know. If it's the same life, then yes. So something. Good. This is what I wanted to say. I believe that things have meanings. Traditions have meanings. Names have meanings. So I believe that we should honor these, no? Good. So, Stoka, Smita Krishna, now, you please sit here, Mataji, Pananaji, no, Adya, Ketya, name,
Shyamalilasi,
a little bit more. You should now offer your obeisances to the parents. Prabhupada always, but it should be meaningful obeisances. Prabhupada insisted on this, no? So, because they have given us life. Hare Krishna. Parents are not there, so it cannot be done. Very, very important. Krishna said, not even in 1,000 lifetimes we can repay the debt we owe to the parents. 100, he speaks of 100 births. So that's very important. All of us should think of this. Fine. So I'm very happy. Can you feel the auspicious atmosphere? Oh, it's for me also very purifying. So we should make one photo for memory with parents, and one with three of us, and then with family also. Yes.